Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Superintendent Mike Miller is leaving the Juneau School District. According to a statement issued by the district office, Miller submitted a letter asking to be released from his contract effective today. Miller wrote that it was a humbling honor to lead the school district for the last 4 years. Quote, through heartbreaking losses and victorious celebrations, we have stuck together and persevered for the sake of our kids. End quote. He also thanks students and staff. Board President Brian Hull said Miller led the district through challenging years and gave his best effort, which board members sincerely appreciate. A school district news release did not say why Miller is leaving, but the Union Democrat newspaper in Sonora, California reports that Miller will be hired to lead a small school system there. He's scheduled to begin as superintendent of the Sonora Union High School District on August 20th. Miller is originally from California. Juneau School Board has a special meeting scheduled for Friday at Juneau Douglas High School to discuss Miller's contract and also the hiring of a new superintendent. In other news, a commercial fishing vessel has capsized in Nooshigak Bay close to Dillingham. The Coast Guard received a report this morning that the fishing vessel Pacific Knight capsized near Clark's Point. The 58-foot longliner has been operating as a tender in Bristol Bay this summer. The Good Samaritan vessel Amanda C. reportedly rescued two people from the water. A third person who went overboard is still missing. It's unknown whether that person was wearing a personal flotation device. An H-60 helicopter from Air Station Kodiak is currently on scene searching for that missing person. Meanwhile, the body of a fisherman who fell overboard on Monday in Togiak Bay was found yesterday. According to Alaska State Troopers, Anthony Active, a 39-year-old from Togiak, fell from a 26-foot boat while checking a set net site on Monday afternoon. Alaska State Troopers, the Coast Guard, and local rescuers searched for Active by air and land. His body was found yesterday morning just before noon. It had washed onto the beach about 7 miles southwest from Togiak Village. Active's family have been notified and his remains are being transported to Anchorage to the state medical examiner. The pilot of an experimental floatplane is safe after winds submerged his craft during landing. According to the National Park Service, the plane tried landing Saturday evening on Naknek Lake in Katmai National Park and Preserve. Onshore winds made it difficult to taxi the light plane on its floats. The wind pushed the plane sideways and caused it to roll over in the water. The pilot, who was the only occupant of the aircraft, was able to exit the plane safely and hang on to the boat until he was rescued by employees from Brooks Lodge and the National Park Service. And former members of the Coast Guard have filed a lawsuit claiming they were wrongfully forced to retire. The Kodiak Daily Mirror reports a lawsuit filed in federal court last month claims about 400 service members were made to retire in violation of federal law. Derek Magnuson, one of three plaintiffs named in the lawsuit, says he was selected for involuntary retirement in 2013 after 21 years of service.